Okay, let's get started.
Wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 52 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and with me once again via Skype from Melbourne, Shelton Muller. How are you?
Hey, Bruce, I'm pretty good. Here we are at 52, the full deck of cards.
It is.
Yeah. I wonder if it's the same as that deck of cards that the American government handed out for Iraq. You know, each one of our podcasts is public enemy number one, yeah. Two.
Podcasting's most wanted.
Yes, that's right.
If only.
Oh, I think we're pretty popular. Oh,
I think we're doing well, yes.
I mean, I Googled myself the other day, which, of course, we don't want to go into details on that, but hello, I just decided I'd Google myself. And, podcast after podcast after podcast site was talking about this podcast. So,
fantastic.
I don't know, we must be interesting or something.
Well, I do try and get all of my podcasts into all of the podcasting directories because you just never know which directories people are going to find their content. So I figure, well, you got to get into as many of them as you can, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
As much as time allows.
Yeah, well, we hope everybody's, you know, finding them easy and enjoying them. So, you know, the feedback we're getting is good, so that's good.
And hopefully you're passing us on to your friends who are into photography as well. That would be a huge help. If you're into photography and you're enjoying this podcast, then hopefully you're, you know, mentioning us to other people that you know who enjoy photography, because that's how we'll grow the listenership. So,
well, here we go. Everybody who's listening, send an email to a friend saying, you got to get onto this podcast if you're into photography. I mean, everybody who's a photographer has a photography friend. So send them an email and send them the link. And
if every listener just picked up one extra listener for us, that would double our listenership. So, I mean,
absolutely.
That'd be great.
Which would make it, what, eight? That would be terrific. That would be great. While we're talking about listeners, I'd just like to thank David Zach for his question. I'll get back to you soon, David. And Michael Baxley, thank you also for sending that lovely portrait. Michael sent us a portrait that he did of a lady friend of his and said that she was 48 years old. I couldn't believe it when I saw the picture. There's a lady who's kept herself very, very well. But apart from that, just a really lovely portrait, Michael. So thank you.
I'll have to get you to send these through, because the way my new web server's set up, I don't get the emails that go to shelton@audiotu.com, so I might have to get you to forward that through to me.
I'll send it back to you, for sure.
And then we can
lovely portrait.
Throw it up on the website.
Yep, if Michael doesn't mind, I'm sure he'd love his work there, everybody cool. to see. It's a lovely portrait, and very, very nicely done. You know what we haven't done, and of course, I was very, very, very brave to send you the link to my my singing website.
Yes.
Haven't had a single comment from any of our listeners. Maybe they're just being nice, but, maybe they... Oh, man, don't tell me the guy tries to sing as well.
They're probably all just sitting there going, Shelton, stick to the photography, mate.
Yeah, probably. But if they want to hear my attempts at singing, yeah, they can either find it very spuriously by going through my website, or of course directly from audiotu.com.
Yes, I did put a link on the Shutters Inc. page a couple of episodes ago.
I'm a very brave man. Now, how did you go with your shoot with Dave?
We had a couple of hiccups. We didn't get to go and do the Twilight shoot that I had hoped to do due to Dave having to rush his son to hospital with an ear infection.
Oh.
So anyway, eventually Dave and I got together last night, as you and I are recording this, and we decided to just do the shoot in his house at night, using a couple of those little portable work site light things, you know, those things that put out like a gigawatt of light. And we had a couple of those little portable suckers, and we thought we'll just sit those around the house and, move them around for different angles and whatnot. I got a little bit creative. You know those silver sunshades you use for the windscreen of your car?
Yes.
Yeah, I was using one of those as a reflector. And so what I did was I had one of these work lights set up on one side and I had my reflector set up on the other side, and I was firing my flash at the reflector. So I was getting these two different colours of light from either side.
Because they're two different colour temperatures for one.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So everything was going well. I was shooting on a Kingston 1 gig compact flash card.
Right.
I'd shot about, 60 or 70 shots in raw format.
Right.
Everything was going well. I was able to preview the shots after I'd taken them.
I sense a butt coming.
Yeah, I switched the camera off to go and rearrange the lighting just to, you know, change the direction and the angle and whatnot. And I turned my camera back on and I get this message on the LCD screen. Unable to read card, format now, yes, no.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh man, you've got to be kidding. I had a whole heap of photos on there that had come out really well.
Mm.
We'd reset the lighting, you know, God knows how many times. And to be honest, I really lost the vibe for the shoot after that.
Yeah, it sort of sends a bit of a bummer through your spine, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we took the compact flash card out of my camera. We went downstairs to Dave's computer. He had a card reader. And we put it in the card reader, and the card reader wouldn't have a bar of it either.
Oh.
And so, you know, put it back in my camera, and the camera's still giving me the same message. And I thought, no, I'm not going to hit format because I know that the photos are there because I was able to view them and scan through them after I'd taken them up until the point where it died. So.
Yeah, well, even if you had hit format, provided you haven't taken another photograph, you'll be fine.
Okay.
There is a program that I have used, because a similar thing has happened to me once on a wedding, and Yeah, but it's okay. We saved the pictures. The same thing happened to me when I inadvertently formatted a card when I was in China for my photo tour. When was that? Last year.
All right.
And somebody on the tour, you know, because I was bemoaning the loss of images that I'd taken, and someone on the tour actually said, Boris said to me, no, it'll be okay. As long as you, even if you're formatted and you haven't taken another picture, the images are still accessible. And then he sent me a link to a program, but I actually ended up getting the disc. If you buy a SanDisk card, especially an Ultra or an Extreme card, SanDisk have a program called Rescue Pro, which comes free with a card that you buy. It saved me. It got all my images off the card.
Wow.
And,
so you were using a card reader, or you just attaching your camera to your computer?
I always use a card reader.
Right.
It's much faster and
Is it?
They are faster apparently than they're faster. I haven't actually tested it, but all articles that I've read and all personal experience that I've had from friends who've connected their cameras to their computers indicate that a card reader is faster.
Okay. Well, maybe I should grab one then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because I've always just attached the camera via the USB cable.
Well, try using a card reader. Friends of mine have like taken ages to download a card from their camera, whereas it's taken me a few minutes. It only takes me a couple of minutes to download a huge card on my hard drive from a card reader.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, try that. SanDisk have got new Extreme 4 card readers out, which read incredibly fast. I forget the rate, but like incredibly fast. And they've also got a new FireWire card reader out, which would just straight onto your drive. Interesting, they just announced a 16 gigabyte compact flash card.
Whoa.
Mm. So that's pretty incredible too, because more and more people are shooting raw.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'd hate to think what the price of that card will be, but, you know, yes, interesting that that's the case. But you should be okay if you can get hold of a copy of Rescue Pro.
Right.
You probably might want to buy another card anyway, just in case.
Absolutely.
You know, so get a SanDisk card, get Rescue Pro with it, and you should be fine. And let me know, and I'm sure all of us would like to know how you go. In fact, there may be other programs some of our listeners are au fait with who've used it, and, we'll be able to maybe let us know anything that they've used that they might have downloaded or something to save their images when the card's gone, you know, the images have gone AWOL.
Yeah.
So, but you shouldn't have a problem. And of course, we do want to see the pictures.
Yeah. I'd be quite happy to show them if I can get them off the card.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, we'll find out very, very soon. And this will be our last podcast for a few weeks.
Yes, it will.
Because
off to Canada.
Yes. Yay, yeah, that's right. it will be, as I've said, heading off to Canada to photograph a wedding for a couple. So I'm arriving a couple of weeks early. My son and I, we're going to hire a car, drive through the Rockies, and everyone will see loads of pictures when I get back.
Awesome.
So looking forward to it, very much forward to it. Yeah, Canada, I think, should be a little bit of snow, a little bit of autumn colors. So hopefully it'll be really, really nice. But nice. The experience is about heading off and photographing with my son, which is just a fabulous father-son thing.
Absolutely.
To do.
Particularly at this stage of his life.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably one of the last great bonding experiences you'll have.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's 15 and, you know, he's already getting his own life. But we do love, you know, we've always been great friends and we do love taking pictures together. So, and I hate the kid because he's got such a good eye. But, you know, it took me years to get what he seems to innately have. But we're really going to have fun.
Well, so, I guess that just means you've taught him well. So,
well, thank you, Bruce. But, you know, he'll be standing next to me and shooting much in the same direction and just come up with a shot I hadn't even seen.
Yeah.
So, and that really is the entire definition of the gift, isn't it, that you have. You can learn as much about photography as you want, but if it isn't a gift, it isn't a gift.
It's just what makes us all different as human beings is our different perception of reality.
Yeah, it's like picking up a mute. I have a friend who can pick up, you know, any musical instrument, and he'll just look at it and go, oh, okay, that's how it works, and just pick it up and get a tune out of the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate him. I've been bashing away a guitar for years, and anyone who goes to my website, my music, singing website, downloads my version of Ain't No Sunshine, will realize I'm not the world's best guitarist. But I'll let you do that. You know what I thought we'd talk about today, Bruce?
What's that?
And that's something that occurs to all of us, and that is creative block.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've ever experienced it. I'd like to hear
absolutely.
From our readers, our listeners, rather. I'm being a writer, of course. I'm always used to referring to our readers. Listeners, if they've ever experienced creative block, which is basically the inability to take good photographs, you know, the inability to perform with a camera in hand.
Yep.
And it happens to you. Life gets the better of you sometimes. You're stressed. Everything's on your mind. You know, that creative part of your brain just sort of gets shoved aside to make room for other things that are going on in your life. Or sometimes we just, I don't know, we just lack the motivation. And that's a really sad thing. All of us who, you know, love photography, and of course anyone who's listening to this podcast listens to it for a good reason, because we love photography. And yet sometimes we just let our cameras just sit there on the shelves for a little while collecting dust. If that happens too long, you know, the whole love of photography can go out the window, and life gets it. You don't know, you wouldn't believe how many stories I hear when I talk to people and I tell them that I'm a photographer or whatever, and they will say, oh, you know, I used to be into photography. Oh, it was a really good hobby, but, you know, and I say, so what happened? Oh, I've still got my cameras, but, you know, I just don't. And that's really sad.
Yeah.
It's a great hobby. It's a take anywhere hobby. It's the kind of hobby that makes whatever you're doing better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a family, it's better because you take pictures. I mean, if you go on a tour, you know, of Europe, it's better because you're taking pictures. If you're walking the dog, it's better because you've got a camera with you. Everything we do can be enhanced by, you know, our art and love of photography. So I just thought I'd put together a few notes that will help us get over anybody get over a creative block. And first of all, carry your camera with you wherever you go. Now, if you're against the idea of carrying your SLR camera with you wherever you go, and I don't know why you would be. I mean, they're not that big and they're not that cumbersome. Just stick a medium range zoom on it and bring it with you.
Yeah.
But if you're not really keen on that idea, buy yourself a compact, a little compact digital. That you can just put on your hip, put in your pocket, put next to you in the car seat when you're driving, and take it with you. I have found that can be one of the greatest little incentives for taking pictures. It's there, it's handy, it's digital, just shoot away with the thing and you'll have a lot of fun. When I got hold of the Ricoh GR Digital that I've spoken about, and I used it in Argentina, it taught me so much. And I would suggest that it would be that particularly is a great camera for overcoming creative block because of its fixed 28mm equivalent lens. It is a great new way of testing yourself. And if you want a camera with a zoom, the Ricoh Caplio R5 has a 28 to 200 equivalent in it. It's the size of a deck of cards. It's a fabulous little camera. So if you're not real happy with a fixed focal length, but just buy yourself a compact digital and get out and just take pictures. Walk up to anything and just shoot it from a different angle. Do things that you've never done before because you're shooting with a compact. But that's just one thing you could do. Why not set yourself different assignments? You know, things that you've never done before. If you're a portrait shooter, get out and shoot landscapes. If you're a landscape shooter, get out and, you know, try your hand at portraits. I've spoken before of a good friend of mine, Ian Rolfe, who's a landscape shooter, and just doesn't, you know, is not interested in photographing people. Now, if Ian ever got creative block, and God forbid he ever should, because he just loves photography too much. He's at the Grand Tetons at the moment in the United States.
Right.
And just sent me a postcard from the site of the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Wow.
Which is a place I've always wanted to visit because I love American history for some reason. He says the landscape photography here is fabulous. So I doubt he'll ever get creative block. He seems to just love what he does. But if that was ever the case, do something different. If you've never tried macro photography, you know, get some close-up gear and walk around your garden taking pictures of flower petals and leaves and insects. Do something that just gets you back and gives you another reason for taking pictures other than the reasons which have motivated you before. And it's interesting, the things you learn in other arenas of photography, you can segue across into the arenas of photography that you enjoy. And you learn to see differently, and you learn to think in principles that you can apply across the board, whether they be principles of lighting, composition, you know, viewpoint, perspective. If you're a telephoto lens user, stick a wide angle on and take portraits with a wide angle, and vice versa. Try a few different things. Set yourself assignments. Set yourself a theme. Maybe I'm going to photograph windows. You know, I'll set myself a theme this week to photograph interesting windows that I see. I'm going to set myself a theme this week to photograph interesting bumper stickers. Whatever it is that you want to do, as long as you're taking pictures, you will keep the love alive. Perhaps why not borrow somebody's lens that you've never used before, or if you've got the budget, go out and buy the thing.
Or if you haven't, go and hire a great lens.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, if you don't have a good, you know, medium or long length telephoto that opens out to 2.8, go and hire one for the weekend.
Yeah.
You'll so fall in love with it that it'll get the bug right back into you.
Absolutely. And it teaches you again to see, as we've often spoken about, you know, my philosophy on lenses I've made very, very clear through these podcasts, that they are your eyes to the world and they are different eyes to the world. And if we haven't learned all those eyes, go out and get a lens. If you've never shot with a fisheye, borrow one, hire one. If you've never shot with a 400 mil, you know, telephoto, borrow one, hire one.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do too, there are lots of websites like in Australia, you have ozmodel.com, that's ozmodel.com, where models are available agency free. And a lot of young models are happy to work on what's called a TFP basis, or time for prints basis. In other words, they want to put together their folio, and they haven't got the money to hire photographers to do so. But in order to get a start, they're willing to work with enthusiasts and amateurs and even professionals who want to update their folios as well. So you could perhaps jump on a website, ask if, you know, you arrange a time with a model, male, female model, go to a location and do some photography. That will, you know, certainly re-enthuse you. You can learn to, you know, do posing, learn lighting, do all sorts of things. And this would be especially true if you've never worked with a model before. Working with a professional model or a semi-professional model can be very, very encouraging, because we're normally used to working with amateurs, and we both trying to work out the posing, and amateur models are, you know, our wife, our sister, our girlfriend, our children. They never know how to pose. They always feel a little uncomfortable in front of the camera. But someone who wants their picture taken will respond completely differently when you point the camera to someone who's going, "Oh, come on, Dad, you know, come on, honey, just get the picture taken." So hire a model for a day, or borrow a model on a TFP basis for a day. Go to, you know, some really great place, some old barn somewhere, or, you know, some abandoned farmhouse or whatever it might be, and do some photography. You know, if your thing is, you know, art nudes, swimwear, even if it's just, you know, available light portraiture, go somewhere and get and try your hand at that. You could even perhaps, as you did with Dave, when you would do, you know, set up a studio. You use different kinds of lights. You use just, you know, worksite lights, didn't you? What were they?
Just halogen. Those industrial halogen lights. Yeah,
fabulous. Light is light.
Yeah,
you know, set up a home
and
studio.
And we got a purple bed sheet, and we hung that off a curtain rail to use as a backdrop.
I love that kind of ingenuity.
Well, it's all we had, so.
Yeah, and what? Well, that's, yeah, why not? Light is light, backdrop is backdrop. It really doesn't matter, provided the picture turns out.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, even if I don't get the other photos, I had a spare card with me, and I got, but it was only a 256 meg card, and shooting in RAW, I was only able to get about 26 shots on it.
Right.
So I have got a small selection of shots from last night, so I can at least pull out some of those to post on the website. So
I'd love to see them. I'm sure we'd all love to see them, simply because, and this is in line with, well, I'd love to see what you shot, mate.
But, yeah, for sure.
I'm interested in your work, but I think it's also interesting to see what a little bit of ingenuity can do. We often think that we need the gear, but light is light, and, you know, you don't need that. If the necessity is the mother of invention, and sometimes, the necessity overwhelms the budget. So just grab some lights, any lights. Just do something in a studio if you've never done it before. Get over the creative block. Learn to use lighting and learn to set it up and learn to feature a face and shape a face with light. That is, man, that is a lesson in itself. Mm. Learning how broad lighting versus narrow lighting, for instance, and we should talk about this in a future podcast, the different forms of studio lighting. In fact, I think we may have. I'm losing track after 52 podcasts. you know, how narrow lighting, broad lighting, butterfly lighting, you know, can all change how a face looks. Which kind of lighting do you use for which kind of face?
Right.
These kinds of techniques, if you're going through creative block, man, do get into that. And finally, somewhere in your local area, there's a camera club or a photographic association of some kind. If you haven't joined, join. Just head on down there, meet the people, and get back in the swing. If you're just a lone wolf with a camera and everybody's going, oh, come on, Dave, hurry up, and they want you to get back in the car, it really does get a little disheartening sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so just join a camera club, get into their weekends away or their workshops. Often they have evening workshops with, you know, where they set up portable studios and you do portraits or still lifes or that kind of thing. They might head off for a weekend or a day trip somewhere. You go along with them. They have regular evenings where, you know, professionals and photographers maybe come down, or representatives of different companies come down to show you how their products can be used for photographs. It's just a great way to get in with birds of a feather, and we've often talked about this before. So if you're finding that, you know, photography is just not your thing anymore, and yet you really want it to be, it's not that you don't like it, it's just sometimes getting in the way, get, you know, off your creative backside and try a few of these hints, which were: buy yourself a little compact digital, or carry your camera with you wherever you go if you don't want to do that. Set yourself different assignments, things you would never dreamed of doing before. Borrow or buy a lens that you would not normally use and use it for something that you might not normally use it for. Hire a young model off an agency-free website, see how you go with that. Try your hand at portraits or, you know, whatever that might be. Set up a portable or home studio and try some portraits there or some still life there, and then join, you know, a local photographic association or camera club. Any of those things, and you'll be through that creative block in a jiffy.
Yep.
And you'll get back to enjoying photography again. And boy, I tell you what, I'd hate to lose the love of photography, mate. I really would, because it's done so much for my life, both as a hobby and a profession, that to lose that love would be a real shame. Mm.
One other thing I would say too, set yourself a time limit. Like, grab your camera. Like, if you've got a couple of hours to spare, go out, just go for a walk around the block and say to yourself, I'm going to walk around for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And force yourself to take one photo every minute, and promise yourself that you will not delete any of them. So that you should come back home after an hour with 60 photographs.
Yes.
you know, or promise yourself that you're going to pick up the camera at least once a day for a week, you know, and take one shot every day for a week or something like that, you know, force yourself to take some shots, you know, because if you've made this promise to yourself that, okay, I will take one photo every minute for an hour, you'll at least then be looking for stuff to shoot.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great idea. And it was all, it's all really for our own, you know, our own salvation,
as
it were.
It's just unlocking the creative juices, isn't it?
Yeah, life gets in the way. It really does just sometimes get in the way, and you can't let it, you know. These are important things. What do we live for if we don't live to create, you know, and to enjoy? Yeah. What do we live for, you know? The way by which we earn our living is, you know, is what we do to live. So don't forget to live. Get your camera out and enjoy yourselves.
Absolutely. Well, mate, you enjoy your time in Canada.
I will.
So you're pretty much gone for the rest of October, is that right?
Yes, yes. Right. So you may not be hearing from me till, well, late October, early November in terms of this podcast. Right. So why don't we suggest that if you're a late joiner of the audio2u.com fraternity, that you go back through the Shutters Inc. podcasts and even the Happy Snaps podcasts and perhaps catch up with us on some of those. And in the meantime, I've had a lot of comment on the formula for dynamic images that we talked about over several weeks, a few weeks ago. And if you haven't caught up with that podcast or that series of podcasts, maybe go back, revisit them, and give them a try, because I've had a lot of positive comments in the emails and stuff that I've had from this podcast, from listeners, as to that particular formula and how well it's worked for different photographers. So maybe give that a try while I'm away. And I'm sorry, everybody, that I can't join you for the next couple of weeks or so, but we'll be back.
Excellent. And we look forward to seeing the photos from Canada.
Oh, you will. They'll be up on my website as soon as I can get them there. Don't you worry about that. But we'll put a few up on audio2u.com as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, you have a good trip.
Thank you very much, mate. Thanks to all our listeners.
Enjoy your road trip with your son.
Yeah, I got to learn to drive on the other side of the road. That's going to be interesting. Because of course, you know, we drive on different sides of the road. So it'll be interesting pulling out of the airport in Vancouver and sort of driving, you know, through town on the wrong side of the road. I hope I don't drive on their wrong side of the road, because that could be disastrous. But if indeed I don't return to this podcast, you'll know that something has happened and that I have driven on the wrong side of the road.
We'll just be scouring Google News, you know, Australian photographer.
idiot photographer drives on wrong side of the road, eh? So we'll see you all when I get back.
All right, mate, have a good one.
Thanks, Bruce. See you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audio2u.com. Audio to You delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear.
When you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audio2u.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
control V to bookmark.
Audio2u.com.